God offered a feast, but they chose fast food. It is more true of us than it has ever been of any people in history that we are consumed with trivia. We have become satisfied with fast food. We have adjusted our palates to its taste, and we do not realize until it is too late that fast food does not nourish us as does a feast. Distracted by trivial things, we fail to prepare to respond to God's invitation to the great banquet. And we see it all around us every day. It should not be that mall parking lots and sports stadiums are filled while churches are only half so. It should not be that children's sports rosters are filled while their spiritual lives are non-existent. Fast food instead of the feast. It should not be that government leaders line their pockets while citizens, particularly those in need, are neglected. Fast food instead of the feast. Even in our churches, the prayers that we pray border on the trivial when we consider how the world teeters at the brink of disaster. Fast food instead of the feast. We treat God as some sort of cosmic bellhop, and our gifts bear more resemblance to a tip than an offering. Fast food instead of the feast. Do you know the story of Lord Jim Joseph Conrad's novel? Jim is the chief mate aboard a large ship, and the ship strikes a submerged object, is damaged, and begins to sink. And as Jim, the chief mate, is rushing around the decks of the ship, making preparations to leave it, he discovers the captain and the engineers of the crew boarding a lifeboat, preparing to abandon the ship and its passengers. They insist that Jim join them. They are, after all, they tell him, there are 800 passengers and only 7 lifeboats. They're all doomed anyway. We might as well save ourselves. And so Jim jumped into the lifeboat with the captain and the crew. And as they made their way from the ship, they all agreed on the story they would tell about why they had survived and the passengers had perished. But guess what? If you know the story, you know that the ship does not finally sink. Oh, it's damaged and it cannot sail, but it doesn't go down. And in fact, another ship comes and tows them back to port. Well, there's a trial, of course, and there are convictions. And for the rest of his life, Lord Jim wanders from port to port, branded a coward, unable to find work, trying to explain his actions, trying to explain, first of all, to himself, trying to understand himself, trying to regain some sense of moral courage and self-respect. You see, he chose fast food that day instead of the feast to which he was invited, where he was expected. At the end of the story, though, Lord Jim takes the place of an innocent man sentenced to die, and thereby he regains a measure of his self-respect. But he always knew that years before, he had missed the invitation to a life of integrity and joy and satisfaction. Lord Jim tried to put himself on the fast track to get ahead of others and to get ahead quickly. He tried to get something for himself regardless of the needs of others. Much is written today about the fast track for those intent on early success. The fast track has attracted many victims. Sometimes the victims are those who try to get ahead quickly. Sometimes the victims are those who get squashed and pushed aside in the process. Today we are invited to the feast, to the King's banquet, where God is in it with us for the long haul. No fast food here. No trivia. Only the best and the most nutritious courses are to be had, and God invites us all. No one is left out. No one is overlooked. But a considered and careful response to God's invitation is required. A response to God's invitation is sometimes burdensome, and it requires learning and growth every day. You have to read those Bibles we gave the children. A meaningful response to God's invitation calls upon us to make sacrifices, to choose God's service and God's work over things that we enjoy, and many times even things we prefer. Persistent attention is required, attention to values like honesty and humility and courage and forgiveness and respect and love. Attention to the lives of others is needed and is indispensable. Reverence for life, reverence for all of creation is expected. If we respond to God's invitation, it can be a burdensome thing. It is, after all, though, the king's banquet. No room for trivial things, for fast food. It is the king's banquet, and we all are invited. I trust that we will join there as we continue the work of discipleship and the work of this congregation, the work of service and ministry together, and as we continue to call others, old and young, to the tasks that lie before us. It is an invitation that God has sent to all of us. Study it carefully. Prepare to make your response and to be diligent about it.